We come to pray.
To talk to God and to listen to God.
We come to experience the wonders of God's world.
Where we see God and where we hear God.
We come to celebrate God's presence in one another.
We know that God is within us and among us.
Come, let us worship God. Let us pray together. Transcendent God, approachable God, loving God, we come to worship you in humility and admitting our need of your Holy Spirit to pray appropriately and in accordance with your will. Receive us as we offer our prayers, our songs, and ourselves through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please remain standing for the reading of the gospel from Luke, the 11th chapter, verses 1 through 13. He was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come. Give us each our daily bread and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. Do not bring us to the time of trial.' And he said to them, 'Suppose one of you has a friend and you go to him at midnight and say to him, "Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. For a friend of mine has arrived and I have nothing to set before him." And he answers from within, "Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is a friend, he is his friend. At least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there any among you, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if a child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated as we sing this next psalm. Let us pray together the prayer of awareness. Listening God, prayer teacher, prayer prompter, we are often perfunctory in our prayers, casual without expectation of response. We separate our petition for forgiveness from the need to forgive others. We resist the discipline that would change us and turn us outward again. With persistent concern for others and ongoing intercession for the whole world, not just our own little circle. Hear our request for forgiveness. Give us a forgiving spirit. Lord, teach us to pray. Amen. Friends, I'm going to invite you to stand up and share signs of peace with one another. If you've been seated at a table with the same person all day, I want you to step across the room just for a moment and greet someone new. The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Let us share in the great thanksgiving. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right, a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through the prophets. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord,
God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed be your name, gracious God, for you gave us Jesus, who emptied himself that we might be filled, who suffered and died that we might live. He fed the hungry and healed the afflicted and ate with the scorn and the forgotten of this world. On the night he gave himself up for us and for the world, at table with those who would desert and deny him, he took bread, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper had ended, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Therefore, remembering Christ's life of ministry and service, his suffering, his death and resurrection, his ascending into glory, and his abiding presence through the power of your Holy Spirit, we come in praise and thanksgiving with these gifts of your great love as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts of bread and wine, that through Christ's presence we may become a beacon of holy light, a source of joy, a witness for peace. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, one in the ministry to all the world, until we feast at the heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The body of Christ, broken for us. We are one body and we share of one loaf. The blood of Christ shed for the forgiveness of sins, shed for us. Amen. We will be sharing communion by intinction. And I will be assisted by our conference lay leader, Norma Morrison. And we invite you to come. And we're going to station ourselves in such a way that we don't have to have people come across the court here. And so we'll be over to my right and invite you to come around and receive the bread and the cup. The table has been prepared. God's love is real and experienced through the holy sacrament of communion. Amen. As you come, the offering baskets are on the altar for Imagine No Malaria. So whatever you are able to give and to share will go towards our ministry to stamp out malaria as the Iowa Annual Conference partners with our brothers and sisters throughout the world. We thank you, God, for inviting us to this table, where we have known the presence of Christ and have received all of Christ's gifts. Strengthen our faith, increase our love for one another, and let us show forth your praise in our lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us stand for our closing song. Together we serve. As it is a gift that we may serve God, let us now go forth, accepting the ministry to which each of us is surely called. All together, everybody, rejoicing in the blessing of our Creator God, continually renewed in the life of Jesus Christ, and hoping in the presence of the Spirit. Go in peace. Be led out in joy. Amen.
Bishop, we'd like to thank you for spending the day with us. It's more than I ever could have imagined, and I heard so many comments, even at lunch, of what a wonderful day it's been. And the most exciting thing I heard today was when you said it's annual. So next year we'll be back somewhere to be with you again. Friends, let's all thank our bishop, and let's remember to continue to pray for him and our church, the General Conference.
Amen. And we thank all of our musicians today and our hosts at Ankeny First Church, a gracious host they've been. And now we all know how to get here in case any of us drove past there, went the other way. So we all know how to get here. And for those who didn't get a chance, the offering will be towards Imagine No Malaria. Look forward to seeing you soon. God bless.